This is the Blind Geek Zone. Blind Geek Zone podcast number 67 for April 25th, 2013. Hey, this is Rick. Thought I'd do something kind of different today. I'm going to demonstrate something I never do here hardly. And this is an iOS game. It's called The Nightjar. And it's been out overseas for quite a while now. Finally just making its way here to the United States. It was released yesterday. And it's a $4.99 game. It's from the creators of Papa Sangre. And I've messed with it a little bit here. But I thought what I would do is take everybody on a tour of the game so you could decide whether or not you might want to spend your hard-earned $5 on this game or not. Let's start it up here.
Landscape. Info button. More games button. Info button.
First of all, let me tell you, since I'm here at the main menu, the correct orientation for this in your hand is in landscape with the home button, the little round button down at the bottom of the device, should be on your left. And thanks for Jeff Bishop for explaining that to me. I knew it was supposed to be landscape, but I was playing with it on my right. We're here at the main menu.
More games button. Info button. Info button. Select level button. Begin button. Select level button.
Select level.
Main menu button. Play level 1, null. Play level 2, null. Play level 1, null. Wear headphones. Triple tap the top half of the screen to pause.
Back to Earth. Roll call. Lacour. Pedersen. Kohlberg. Stig. Stig!
Sorry, just doing my harness up.
Ness. So who's missing?
The passengers still on the Nightjar, ma'am.
All right. Volunteers to go back.
Yeah, and this goes
and
on.
And get the passenger.
Just for a little bit. And then we'll jump into the game here in just a few
seconds.
That's
what I thought. All right, I'm calling it.
Thank you for deciding to launch this
lifeboat
and destroy.
Hey, wait!
Sit down, Steve!
You have 8 minutes to get to a safe distance before I will explode.
No! We're actually leaving!
Steve,
wait!
Sit down!
It's him, Papa!
We can't leave without... It's dark in there! It's dark in there!
In stereo, and I have a headset on. We're going to jump into the game here now.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that. I think you said open the airlock. Is that right? Are you sure you want me to open the airlock? If I do that, you will
in
die.
In the intro here.
Attention, this airlock is opening. Attention, this airlock is opening. This is the Nightjar. Auto-destruction aborted. We are in a failing orbit around the collapsed star, Black Dog. The temperature is 12 degrees centigrade and falling. There is one complex life form aboard the ship, of which one is human.
Now to do that, I've kind of played around with this. And I flicked my finger to the right.
You're on the night job.
At the top left of the screen.
They've left you behind. I know you're confused, but if you want to live, you have to listen to me and do exactly what I tell you. I need to calibrate your hearing. Can you hear some sparks? They should be on your left. Okay. And that sound in front of you, that's a door. Give me a beep if you can see it. Okay, you're wearing a power-assisted suit.
And I flicked again in the left top corner to the right.
Into the ship. Just relax. All right.
Things. First, if you don't listen, you don't have a chance. Always, always listen. Second, you're going to have to learn to walk. Now, walk to the door at the end of the corridor. Use your thumbs. Left, right, left, right. Listen to your footsteps.
Footstep right, footstep left.
Doing this with my fingers, actually.
Okay, explanations. I'm on a ship about a day away. You are on the Nightjar, and you're falling into a collapsed star called the Black Dog. Help is on the way, but the docking bay is 7 decks down. Do you understand what you have to do? Get to the docking bay. All right. There's something else you should know. Space is cold. You have to turn the life support back on, or you're going to be dead in minutes.
Capital F. Foxtrot. Capital F. Main menu. Button.
Okay, and then it takes me back to the menu.
Play this again. Button. Continue. Button.
Continue.
Wear headphones. Triple tap the top half of the screen to pause.
Warning. The temperature is minus 1 degree.
Walk to the door on the other side of the chamber. Don't look down.
The temperature is minus 1 degree centigrade and falling.
Footstep left.
Attention. An unknown vessel is approaching the Nightjar.
Help is on the way. Nearly there.
Warning. Do not trust what you hear.
I'm walking.
Holographic Earth Archive. Please be sensitive to other users. Weeping is not permitted in this room.
Holograms. Ugh.
Play this again.
Okay, and then completed that level. So then it allows me...
Continue. Button.
To continue.
Play this again. Button.
Or play it again.
Continue button.
And we'll continue.
Wear headphones. Triple tap the top half of the screen to pause.
I need to show you something. Gonna call up some holograms of merry oldie earthy for you. Cuckoo. Can see why you're extinct. Cricket. Can't even see it. Pointless creature. Cat. Well, that's sort of sweet, I suppose. Ever seen a cat? A real one? Liar. No one has a cat these days. Okay, I'm taking charge of your suit for a moment. Turning you around. Listen to the cuckoo in the distance and the cat between you and the stupid cricket. Hear them move around you. That's how you see with your ears. Now, swipe the top of the screen on your device to turn. Swipe left to turn left, right to turn right. One complete swipe is a quarter turn. Turn yourself all the way round.
Capital N. Navigation wheel.
Take your suit off.
You gotta do that right at the top of the screen, too.
Great. Now, turn to the sensor to open the door and let's get out of here.
Should be in the right place.
Navigation wheel.
Finally.
You might hear some strange things. Ignore every voice but mine. Your friend.
Main menu button.
Okay, and that just basically takes us through the first couple of introductory levels explaining how to use the game. And like it says, at the very top of the screen there's navigation wheel, and that's what I was flicking on there at the beginning when it told me to pick up the set. And I may have not even have to have done that. I don't think it was asking me, I think it was just part of the intro. But once you start walking, on the bottom part of the screen, you touch on the left and the right with your fingers. It's just two fingers, and you go tap, 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 tap.
Begin button.
And that makes you walk. Up at the very top, there's this area where you can flick left and right, and that's how you turn. And it's just like Papa Sangre. I remember messing with that a little bit. And, It's interesting. I'm not very good at these games. But it sounds really good. This is on the iPhone 5. And we've got this running into the PC through a mixer. So I can sit here and talk on my microphone and get that mixed in here too. But it's an interesting game. And you can find that in the App Store. I had to use a link yesterday, but you should be able to find Nightjar by now in the search, surely.
Portrait. You player.
Okay, we'll get out of that. And I've got some other apps here that I want to start demoing here that I haven't looked at yet. The Cam Find app that allows you to take pictures of things, and it identifies them and gives you information about it. It's from the makers of TapTapC. I want to do a TapTapC demo as well. I've got this talking goggles, and I tried to mess with it a little bit, but wasn't very good with it. TapTapC seemed to work a lot better the couple times I've used it. And I think we'll do that here on the next demo.
YouTube. Zany Touch. Zello.
Some of my apps here on this page.
Twitterific. BioAid.
BioAid. I wanted to try. It was a like a hearing aid app, but it's not accessible.
CamFind. New.
And there's CamFind.
Storm Shield.
Storm Shield's a weather app.
Lire. New.
Lire. L-I-R-E. I want to demonstrate that at some point here as well. It's an accessible RSS feed for iOS.
Phases of the Moon.
That's a silly little app I got.
Alert. Rate Phases
from
of the
Universe
Moon. If you
today.
Enjoy using Phases of the Moon, would you mind taking a moment to rate it? If you enjoy using Phases of the Moon, rate Phases of the Moon. Button. Remind me later. Button. No. Thanks. Button. 4/25/13. 1:48. 59 p.m. Gear.
Yeah,
button.
This is a real simple app. If you're ever curious about the phases of the moon, this app just simply tells you by date what the phase of the moon is.
4/25/13. 1:49. 16 p.m. Heading.
Tells you the date and time.
Calendar button.
You have a calendar button here that's accessible that you can change the day and the month.
Full moon.
And it's saying it's full moon.
100% illuminated. 230,161.47 miles away. 15 days old. Rise. 20. 28. Set. 6. 56. April 26th. Libra. Libra right arrow Scorpius. Scorpio.
Kind of interesting there if you're curious about the phase of the moon. We have a full moon today. It tells when it rises, when it sets, what constellation it's in.
Play button.
This part isn't accessible, but this is a video that will play you the phases of the moon by date. Just shows the moon and how much illuminated it is.
Back. PNG. Button. 1 of 2. Forward. PNG. Button. 2 of 2.
And that's for the visual demonstration.
Action. Button.
You have an action button here. Allows you to do things like message this information to somebody, tweet it to somebody, Facebook it to somebody, and so on and so on.
Monthly. Button.
And then you have a monthly button here that you can click for the calendar.
4/25/13. 1:50. 40 gear button.
And this gear button is a settings button. If you go in here, you can
settings hemisphere heading.
Make some changes.
Selected auto northern. Northern.
You can say what hemisphere you're in.
Southern. Location heading. Selected auto summit Ohio United States.
You can tell it to select your location automatically, or give it one.
Select on the map. Measurement system. Heading.
Measurements.
International.
Whether it's in kilometers or miles.
Selected. Imperial.
Yeah, and that's just kind of a simple app. If you search in the App Store for universe and then a space and today, this will come up for you. It's just phases of the moon. It's $1.99.
Phases of the moon. The night jar.
There's our night jar.
Page 11 of 11. Adjustable.
And that's it. But like I said, maybe next week we'll do some demonstrations of a couple other of these apps. Thought I'd start doing a few demonstrations here and there of iOS apps. I haven't done too much of this in a while. And I had to figure out how to hook this iPhone 5 back up to my mixer. I have the Defender case, the OtterBox Defender. And it's so small that the headphone section will not fit any kind of a large plug. Not the plug itself, but the housing around it. My lines for the mixer were too big. It wouldn't even allow me to plug it in. So I'm having to cheat here kind of on the Behringer mixer what I'm doing here. And it took me a while to figure out how to do this. As I'm running this into the RCA phono inputs on the device, on the mixer, and then there's a button that you had to press that activates that input. And I hadn't had it done this before. I've just done it the normal way prior, and was wondering how I was going to do this, because I sure wasn't going to take the phone out of the case every time I wanted to demonstrate something.
Phone.
And I could do it with the iPhone 4, but the iPhone 5 is a lot faster. I've had the iPhone 5 now for about a month and a half, and every time I bring the iPhone 4 out for something, I'm just amazed how much slower the 4 is than the 5. When I turn the 4 on, iOS will sit and stutter for a couple minutes till it gets itself happy. Then it's fine. But the 5 doesn't suffer from any of those issues here on iOS 6. My suspicion that iOS 7 will come out sometime here in the summer, maybe later in the summer, and I would be very skeptical as to whether or not iOS 7 will run on an iPhone 4, because iOS 6 is almost too slow in some instances. But I've been really thrilled with the iPhone 5. I'm happy I bought that. I realize probably a 5S will come out sometime in the summer, maybe late summer, maybe early fall. But I don't really care. This is very nice. I had the iPhone 4 for 2 years, and it was definitely time for an upgrade. And I keep it here as a backup phone. I do some things with it, and it still is serving me well. Just a little slow when it starts up when you first turn it on. All right, some other things going on here with me currently is a lot of you've probably heard on Twitter that I'm no longer working for the company I was working for. I was working with Fedora Outlier, and went my separate ways here this month from them. Just kind of differences in opinion. Nothing that they did, wrong or anything. Just some differences in what they wanted to do versus what I wanted to do. Their goals, my goals. So we just basically decided to part ways. And it was definitely an interesting 4 months. And I definitely learned some things. So that's good. Maybe I'll find something else here and new to work on here. And I'll talk about the website just a little bit here before I wrap up. Don't want to ramble on too long. I made some cosmetic changes to the website yesterday on the posting pages. You may recall that the posts would say posted, and then generally I would say by Rick Harmon. What I wanted to do, and what I finally figured out how to do thanks to Justin, is get down to quit saying that, because the only thing that matters is who contributed it. And that is said earlier, or not earlier, but further down in the post, says the poster and their email address. So it didn't matter that I posted it through WordPress. So I got rid of that. And then down at the bottom of the posting, it said what category it was posted in. And Blank Geek Zone is only using two categories. We're using podcasts and blogs. So didn't really feel that was important either. If we get into some more complex categories, or for some reason we'd start having more posters than just myself, then I might consider turning some of that back on. But for now, it's turned off. Also, contributions. Need to make sure when you contribute something, and I've asked this a couple of times now, NVDA posters that are demonstrating different programs out there, or even NVDA itself. One thing I absolutely have to ask of you, and personally, I don't care what voice you use, or if you want to do something that's not legal, but if you're going to post something up on Blank Geek Zone for public consumption, you're going to have to listen to these instructions here. You can't use Eloquence. It is not legal, and the NVDA devs have approached me in the past and have asked me not to post contributions up on the website of demonstrations of programs done that are clearly using NVDA and Eloquence. I had one the other day that slipped by, and it already got posted before I realized what was going on. I've not bothered to take it down, but I will tell everybody for future reference, do not do that, please. And I will have to remove it. The NVDA devs don't want Eloquence being promoted because it is illegal. It ultimately comes back to them. And if there are podcasts out there like that, you know, somebody's going to say, well, hey, how can I run Eloquence on my NVDA? I like that, you know. And believe me, there are plenty of ways to do it out there. I'm not even going to sit and say that it's a complex thing to do. But I can't post it. And the contributors page clearly states things like that. Make sure you read the contributors page before you upload something. And it specifically says no illegal activities. And unfortunately, that is considered an illegal activity. So just wanted to remind everybody of that. And I wanted to thank the latest group of people for contributions. Those will be going up here in the next couple days. I've got a couple of them here. I don't have too many, so if you don't want 5 and 6 days of no posts coming up, make sure you get those contributions in there. I'll be putting this up today. Also, if you submit something and you get your message back, then I do have your posting. I know some people have written me, you know, maybe a week later saying, you know, I haven't seen my post. Generally, your post will go up within a day or two. But if I have 6 or 7 different contributions queued, what I typically like to do here is put those out every 2 days. So if there's 6 or 7, it could take 10 to 12 days to see your posting. And I do that specifically because several people have said that when I put 3 and 4 out at a time, it overwhelms people, you know, because if you put 3 or 4 out at a time and then the next day you put 2 or 3 out, people don't get a chance to go through all the podcasts. And since the podcast feed only has the current 25 podcasts on it, if I put too many up at a time, too many people miss too many of them. And then they end up having to go back to the website and look for them, and kind of makes the feed useless at that point. So that's why I do that. So if you don't see your post up within 7 days or so, you know, it's okay to email me. I don't mind. But just understand that if we do have 5 or 6 or 7, and we do sometimes, if I put them out every 2 days, you know, that could take up to 2 weeks, you know, if you had 7 of them. So just be mindful of that. All right. Well, that's all I'm going to go on about here today. But hopefully, like I said, next week I get a chance to have the place to myself on Thursdays where I can record and not have to worry about too much extraneous noise. And we can try and demonstrate a few more apps. The Lyra, I'd like to look at the Lyra app as a podcast feed. The CamFind and the TapTapC are really good apps. You know, people like those. I'd like to play with those a little bit, show you how they work. And we'll see what else. If you'd like to see something demonstrated, you know, let me know. If I've got the app, you know, I can demonstrate it. If it's not a hugely expensive app, you know, I can go get it. If it's free, I can definitely go get it. And, you know, I can demonstrate some of those for me. So if you'd like to see something, definitely let me know. And I've got a lot of apps here on the device, probably about 200 of them. All right. Yeah, just one last thing, and I'll let you go. Donations. We have dropped off on donations once again to the website. There hasn't been a donation in quite a while now. And those do help the website to continue to thrive. Like I said, if you want demonstrations of things that aren't free, it helps for that. Helps for the cost of the domains, which are quite a few of it, you know, the monthly fees, $10 a month, and just the things to to get for the website different tools. I still need to get a backup tool for WordPress. I'm using one, but I need to buy it. Things like that. So, you know, the donations are important. If you like what I'm doing, if you're getting some value out of Blank Geek Zone, and you haven't donated in the past, please think about it. Even if you have donated in the past, if you're really liking what I'm doing and you want to donate a few bucks, hey, it's always appreciated. All right, that we'll wrap this up. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the demonstration of Nightjar. Hopefully it convinces somebody that hasn't messed with it to buy it. And hopefully I'll talk to you here again real soon.